Okay, so this one is about the nature of violation. Now, violation can happen in many different ways. It can happen energetically, as well as physically. And, mentally, not really, because it's, everything begins with the mind. And so, the mind being the source of all thought. That's the seed point of creation, and therefore the seed is what violates. In the same way that a sperm, in order to fertilize the egg, it has to penetrate the wall in order to create. In order to get to the vulnerable aspect of that of the egg, where its essence is, that sperm has no choice but to violate by force and penetrate by force. Now, this energetically, what is happening is it's rape. And in the same way that a virus penetrates a cell, it bashes its appendage up against the wall of the cell and until it creates a hole, and then it injects its DNA into that cell in order for creation to take place. So, fundamentally, within nature, violation is common. It's very common, and it's life-enabling. Except in the case of a virus, that's debatable whether it's life or not. There are various theories about, what a virus is, what it represents, but you can think of the mind in the same way, in that the mind is the seed of creation, and so the sperm in that scenario is a thought, and in order for that thought to materialize into form, it must be received by the spirit, by the soul. Now, the mind, and I've spoken about this on other podcasts, but the mind, the soul, and the body of the Trinity are all sovereign and free. They are collaborating and working together as one. And so, to demonstrate the free will, if you have a thought, you can choose to reject it. So, the soul does not have to receive a thought. It can reject the thought, brush it aside, and it can continue rejecting, rejecting, rejecting thoughts. Now, in order to, so how would a violation, let's say you've got a human being, they're sitting in a room. And you're a police officer and you're interrogating that person. Let's say they have convicted a crime and they don't want to go to prison. Then they're going to withhold the truth. They do not want to reveal that truth. And so, how does the police officer try and uncover that truth? It's through interrogation. And the interrogation is a probing, is a deliberate probing, trying to penetrate the wall that is shielding the truth of that person. And if you are someone who's ever experienced being interrogated by people, or if you even feel like you're being interrogated by people, and they're relentlessly probing you with questions, which are, you know, thoughts that are spoken. In this scenario, they are. And you're being peppered with thoughts, and you feel vulnerable because you don't want to expose the truth. But it's relentless, it's persistent. And at some point you break, and the truth is revealed. And that's what they're trying, the police officer's trying to do, is to break the resistance of the person to withholding the truth. And that is experienced as a violation. And lots of people are very uncomfortable being interrogated. Most people are. But here's the thing, you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to withhold the truth. You have the right to reject it. In the same way that the soul can reject a thought, you can reject someone's questions. You can reject someone's search for the truth. And understand that the intention to penetrate your resistance, if someone holds that intention to penetrate your resistance, they are seeking to rape you. It's a violation. It is a violation of your free will. It's an intention to violate your free will. You have to give your power away. You know, someone can't force you to reveal your truth just by asking you a whole bunch of questions. It's a choice you have to make to reveal that truth. But it's the duress and the pressure and the, you know, at some point you willingly reveal the truth because it's too uncomfortable to continue resisting. Or you feel powerless to resist. You know, one of the challenging things about being violated is, you know, reconciling that surrender is a choice at some point. You know, at some point we give up, we stop fighting, and we surrender. And so there is a conscious choice to receive whatever is probing us, whatever's seeking to penetrate us. And that's one of the deepest challenges that people have to face when they are violated. But understand, no one has the right to your truth. No one has the right to force you to feel vulnerable. No one has the right to demand the truth. No one is entitled to the truth, to your truth, to your essence. Your truth is your essence. No one is entitled to it. No one is entitled to it. And so you may be in a relationship, you know, it's not very practical, is it? Because if you're in a relationship, people sense that, you know, deceit or, you know, the truth being withheld, and they want the truth. They can feel it in the energy that someone's energy is closed. It does not mean they are entitled to that truth. They are not entitled to that truth. And anyone that feels entitled to your truth is willingly prepared to, at least make you feel like you're being violated in order to get what they want. And I think some of the most unconsciously, some of the people who unconsciously violate others without realizing it, they're doing it in a way where they want to get people's energy without having to ask for it. And so with that sense of being manipulated in order to give your energy to someone else, That can feel like a violation as well. Although, again, it's always a choice of whether we imbue our energy into that person or not, whether we gift them our presence. Understanding that, you know, it's normally a sense of feeling obligated that causes us to do that. But that sense of obligation is still our choice. You know, obligation, a sense of obligation is the only true form of prison. It's a sense of obligation. You know, it's not the fact that the law has any power over you whatsoever. You know, some politician making a law and, oh, this law has been passed. Here's some ink on some paper and some signatures. It is now illegal to XYZ. That, a piece of paper and some words, it doesn't have any power over you. It's your sense of obligation to follow the law. That's the only thing that is imprisoning you. It's a sense of obligation. So you see, everything in life that we feel imprisoned by or disempowered by or trapped by is not real. It's a sense of obligation. And I spoke about this recently, and I can't remember what the episode was, but about the feeling of being trapped in lockdown. You know, you're not trapped. You can walk out your door, jump in the car, go down the road. It's your sense of it's the obligation that traps you. Very important to understand this, because once you understand that obligation is the only thing that has the power to make you feel trapped, or like that you have no freedom, you can start to recognize it in your relationships, and then you can start to unravel codependencies that you can see are engendering a sense of obligation in within you and within the other person. And, you know, it's quite a process to begin disentangling yourself from all of the aspects of your life where you feel obligated. And, yeah, it's quite a journey. It's been taking me years and years. And I'm just reaching the point now where I'm, you know, almost entirely obligation free. You know, I say that, of course, I feel obligated to follow the law and things like that. But in terms of even to the point of, you know, generating my own, you know, becoming self-reliant just by using my own gifts, sharing my own gifts, and receiving obligation free donations as a token of people's appreciation rather than, you know, a contract to provide a service. So understanding what it means to be obligation free is extremely empowering, and the sense of freedom that comes with it is massive. So you know, the two are intrinsically linked, of being feeling a sense of obligation to give your energy to someone, to surrender to someone, to reveal the truth under duress. Very, very similar. And I think what I want to talk about now is, you know, in the spiritual community, obviously it can get confusing because most of the spiritual teachers are they're on a search for truth. You want to search for truth, and it's all about the truth and revealing the truth, the truth, the truth. Be authentic all the time. Shaming yourself for being inauthentic. And, you know, there's just this whole oppressive sense of obligation, if you're into self-awareness, that you're on a quest for truth. And here's the thing. Your mind is an ego. It's not, you don't have an ego. Your mind is the ego. It's the artificial part of you, and its essence is, it's inauthentic. Its essence is that it is inauthentic. Your mind is a mind. It's intelligence. It's pure intelligence. It's not nature. You know, it's an algorithm. It's mathematics. So you're part of your nature. You are a trinity of things. You are a mind, you are a soul, and you are a body. And the essence of the mind is that it is inauthentic. It is pure intelligence. And so part of your nature and a significant part is inauthentic. And so understand that to speak your mind, to speak your mind, it means that you are expressing your thoughts. So you're sharing your thoughts. Now, some people's nature is that they're most comfortable like this. They like to, when they talk, they like to just share their thoughts. They haven't given themselves time to collate those thoughts, you know, receive those thoughts themselves, interpret the meaning, and then express the meaning. You know, that's how an evolved person expresses their nature is, you know, they receive their thoughts before they are spoken. Not everyone can do this. Not everyone feels comfortable doing this. People who do not, people who have been violated in their lives by their, you know, their parents, meaning interrogated, you know, the child's always being interrogated. What are you doing that for? You know, what? Why is your light still on? Why aren't you in bed yet? Just being interrogated the whole time. They feel that same energy in their own thoughts and resist receiving their own thoughts. So are you going to force someone who feels violated just by receiving their own thoughts? Are you going to force them to, you know, change? Are you going to tell them to be authentic? If, you know, if that is making them feel violated. No, you're not. You're going to have compassion. You're not going to tell them to change. You're not going to tell them to listen to, you know, a whole bunch of meditations in order to fix themselves. You're going to demonstrate compassion and show mercy. You're going to demonstrate understanding. You're going to show that person that it's okay for them to express their nature and however it is wanting to arise in that moment. The inauthentic part of them, which is their mind. The authentic part of them, which is their spirit, which is the matter, the substance, the bridge between worlds. You know, and then the body is a hybrid of both. It has the genius of the mind and the spirit and the soul. So understand, no one has the right to demand the truth from you. You are entitled to withhold it. You are entitled to be inauthentic. You're free to be inauthentic. No one has the right to tell you you have to tell your truth, that you have to reveal your truth. But understand the decision to surrender is always yours. But let yourself off the hook. You know, don't reject the truth that you have to make a choice to surrender in order to be violated. But understand the reason why you chose to surrender. Because resisting became unbearable. And to put the cherry on top, understand that violation is part of nature and that nature depends on it. The evolution of nature depends on violation at some level. And, you know, ultimately the soul, it does want to surrender. And it does want to reveal its essence, and it does want to be penetrated. But it wants it to be done willingly and consensually. And, you know, if you really understand the nature of the universe and how it works, you'll come to realize that if you feel violated often, it is because you are resistant to receiving. And so in order for creation to come through you, you feel like you're being peppered more and more and more by thoughts. And it's because you hold resistance to receiving. And so rather than forcing yourself to be authentic and to tell the truth and to reveal the truth at all times, just sink into the energy of receiving and explore it and just allow it to unfold, because the nature of your mind is that it encapsulates the spirit. It creates a, it contains the spirit, and the mind contains the spirit, and the thought penetrates. You know, its nature is that it will always provide protection. Call it the ego, call it your personality, whatever you want. The inauthentic part of you, which is a mind, and not something that you get rid of. It's something that you work with symbiotically and actually co-create with. It knows when the soul is evolved enough and ready to accept the reality of a truth without it impacting its potential to become and evolve more. The reason the mind withholds truth or shields the truth is because the reality of that truth in that moment, if it were revealed, could detrimentally impact the ability of the soul to evolve more and more and more. You know, it's like if you're a child and you know, a child is innocent, they believe everything's possible. And so the mind is trying to protect that innocence. So, because if you believe everything's possible, you'll create in the world profoundly. And so the innocence of the spirit is always being protected by the mind at all costs. And if an inconvenient truth comes along that could rob the child of their innocence, then that limits their potential to create in the world. And so the mind, it knows the potential impact of the truth can be detrimental. So never, ever, ever make someone feel like they have to tell you the truth all the time. Or never shame someone for not accepting the truth, or for being in denial, or for withholding the truth, or for being inauthentic, or for, you know, speaking their mind instead of their heart. Understand them and demonstrate that understanding. That will create the space for them to feel comfortable receiving you as well as themselves. So that's just a quick one. I just wanted to really go into that, the nature of violation. Never put someone under pressure to tell the truth. Seek to understand the hidden benefit of the deception instead. And everyone wins. Okay. That's it for now for the nature of violation. Cheers for now.